Prominent advocacy group Human Rights Watch has warned about the imminent execution of 14 members of the Shia community in Saudi Arabia. The HRW says the kingdom's authorities transferred the 14 men from Dammam to Riyadh in mid-July and kept some of them in solitary confinement without any explanations. They've had no contact with the outside world since then. The men, who are from the city of Qatif in the Shia-majority eastern province, have all been convicted for protest-related offenses. The Saudi Supreme Court upheld their conviction based on confessions they later withdrew, saying they were obtained under torture. According to the HRW, Saudi Arabia's specialized criminal court has rejected all torture allegations without investigating them. Joining us via Skype from London to discuss this further is Saeed Shahabi. He's a Middle East expert. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Shahabi. Now, it seems that the crackdown on the people in the eastern province is continuing. We do know that a specific section of the eastern province has completely been razed by the Saudi forces, and now those who are accused of just participating in protests are being sentenced to death.
Well, thank you very much. What is happening in the eastern province of Arabia is one of those tragic events that the world is choosing to ignore. The destruction of Al-Awamiya, the all-out war on the people of that region, is unprecedented. People are being displaced, forced to flee the town, and various parts of the town are besieged, and the old historic town of Al-Musayyara has had its historic and old fence removed, because the regime wants to implement demographic change in that region. It wants to change the historic reality of that region for political reasons, because all the whole world knows that Saudi Arabia has the largest oil production in the world, and that this oil is largely in that province, in the eastern province. The people of the eastern province, from the images that were broadcast yesterday by Reuters themselves, who went and visited the area, if you look at the images, the houses, you could see that this area has been really been downtrodden and downgraded. It is a very old place. It looks like the old townships of South Africa, not the Saudi oil-rich country of the 21st century. So you could see that these people have been denied the right to their own wealth, while the money is being given to President Trump, $500 billion. So the eastern province is really being persecuted for its religious background and identity, and that many of their youth are being killed. From the beginning, from the 10th of May until today, 25 people have been killed in the streets by the Saudi forces. So it is a tragic situation which needs to a strong reaction from the world.
Right now, Mr. Shahabi, various rights organizations have raised the alarm over the situation there in Eastern Province, but do you think enough attention has been given to it?
Well, for the past 2 months, since the attack on that region, 3 months now, since the attack began, the attention has been marginal. Now, there is little bit of attention because of the cries for help from the inhabitants. As I mentioned yesterday, Reuters published a report from Al-Awamiya, and today Human Rights Watch issued a statement about the 14 people who have been condemned to death by the Saudi courts. So there is a little bit of attention, but not from the main street media. The main street media in the West follows the line of their foreign office government, foreign ministries. So they do not. They go line in line with them. For example, the British media is not giving much coverage to the Al-Awamiya, to the fate of Al-Awamiya, because the Foreign Office does not want to antagonize the Saudi regime. So all in all, there is a lack of attention to that region. there is discrepancy in the coverage. There is hypocrisy in the media as well as in the among the political elites.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. That's Middle East expert Saeed Shahabi joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Shahabi, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.